morning, my dear. I know. I don't want the dawn to be here, either. His Majesty the King requests his consort's presence at breakfast. Oh, right. You're the new steward, I see. I'll be at the window, then, as long as you keep your back turned while our Majesty's treasure is bathing. Wanker, please sit, Your Radiance. Oh, you simply reek of wine. Glass of lemon water to sweeten your breath. And please attempt to wear a more cheerful countenance, Your Radiance. This sulking does you no favours. And we'll need to do something about these shadows under your eyes. Who hired this arsehole? His Majesty expressed a preference for orange blossom scent and gold and green livery, so we'll put you in the new silk tunic, goldenrod hose, the green mantle with gold trim, and... yes, the stag's head brooch, I think. Ugh, more green. Did you say something, Sir Mallory? Don't be silly, Your Radiance. Our king's taste is unparalleled. Should he ever wish to see you in blue, you may wear it then. Right. Up we go. Don't drip on the floor, if you please. Sir Mallory will accompany you to the chapel first, where you will pray for our queen's health and for the continued safety of our king. At breakfast, do not mention yesterday's events. If he brings up the subject, reassure him that all is well. Keep things light, cheerful. There. Now let's make your face presentable. Poxy idiot doesn't know what he's talking about. Your face is perfect as it is. Your eyebrows need shaping again. Don't frown. It is your solemn duty to look your best for our king. And moreover, you'll give yourself wrinkles. Claire, the tweezers, if you would. There. 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 Good. Go a little lighter on the foundation, Claire. It looks caked on. Blend. Use only a whisper of rouge. Well, that will have to do. Of course, nothing improves a visage quite like a dazzling smile. Your Radiance. Oh, blimey. Didn't know you
knew that hand gesture.
You vulgar!
I don't know what you're complaining about, Sirrah.
You got your smile just like you asked. Just escort them to the chapel, you tin-plated knave.
He's right about one thing, you know. When you smile, and it's a real one, golden. See, there you are, putting the sunrise to shame.
Good morning, Reverend Vicar.
A blessed day, my children.
I'll give you some... Oh, careful of the knee, dear. Nah, I'm fine. More than fine. So... feeling pious yet? Me neither. Quite the opposite, in fact. If the Reverend wasn't in here with us. Oh. You know what's funny? Right now, what's driving me to temptation are your poor little brows, all plucked within an inch of their lives. Oh, I want to kiss them. But even more than that, truth is, I don't ever want to leave your side. I know. It's not very wise of me, is it? While I dressed this morning, I told myself that we should be sensible people and stop before we bring ruin upon ourselves. But I saw you sleeping there and I just couldn't let it end last night. I can't help myself. You can't either, can you? I thought so. What a thing to hear you say that, and I can't even take your hand. Nah, he's not watching us too close, but I may as well make things convincing. Dear Lord, continue to protect our king and let him rule with wisdom and grace under your divine eye. Watch over our queen and bless her with good health as our childbearing day grows near. And thank you for granting this humble sinner the strength to protect the most precious of your flock. Keep my hand steady and my aim true as I guard the one who has given me joy and renewed purpose. Let me always be worthy of doing so. Thank you for allowing me the honor of treasuring them. In your name, amen.
I'll be back in just a moment.
Nay, love, not yet. It's killing me not to kiss you, but I'd ruin your makeup. And once I started, I wouldn't be able to stop, and then I'd have to add scandalizing a vicar to my lengthy list of sins. Ugh. Your knuckles, then. All right. We might not get another chance to speak to one another today. Even if they station me outside the door, know that I'm close by, keeping watch. And if you're able to, tell our majesty you're interested in learning to ride, or shoot a bow, or train a hawk, anything to do with hunting. You'll likely elect me to teach you. We can steal a few hours to ourselves. That's my clever darling. Until then, I'll quieten my impatience and dream instead of the moment I can pay you tribute again and hear my name on your lips. God above, I live for that smile, you know. Well, that took an age. How did breakfast go? I could hear a little of it through the door, but not much. Oh, cheers. Who told you oranges were my favourite? What's that smirk about? Fine then, keep your secret. Oh, that's heaven. You want a piece? Nah, no one's about. Open your mouth. Our king fussed over you, didn't he? Was the least he could do, considering he put you in danger in the first place. Ugh. I had a bad feeling about that bloody stupid hunt from the moment they briefed me. I'm not being sweet.
Someone has to be defensive on your behalf. May as well be me. Oh, that were brilliant. Challenging him to a race on horseback. Between his bruised conscience and his competitive streak, he'd have little choice but to say yes. So, we have until the next feast day to get you horse savvy. Gives us about a month. No sense in wasting time then, eh? No, don't worry. We'll start out slow today. Just a nice little ride in the country. It's a pretty day for it. Besides, it's high time I introduced you to my horse. There's my lad. Ah, good boy. Yeah, we'll start you off on the right foot. He'll eat almost anything. Oh, but he goes mad for carrots. Nah, he won't bite. He knows the difference between carrots and your pretty hands, don't worry. Worst he'll do is lick your fingers, but I can hardly blame him for wanting to do that. Yeah, go on then, love. You're all right. See his ears. He's curious about you. Oh, there you go. You did perfect. Give him another if you like. Or he also likes it if you give his ears a scratch. He's called a courser. He is a bit smaller than your typical war horse. They're bred to be fast and fierce and clever, and this one's all three. Lots of knights prefer riding some enormous monster of a stallion into battle, but he's never steered me wrong. Have you, Bacchus? Oh, I didn't name him that. You give something you love a name, try and own him that way, and you... tempt fate. Yeah. Your folks teach you that one too. Another one of your secrets, eh? Cheeky thing. Any road. I call him that because the bloke who sold him to me had a tradition of giving his horses Roman names. Bacchus's dam was called Menad, for example. Oh, aye. He likes a good beer. The day I learned that, I knew we were kindred spirits. Sometimes, if there's time in the day, I'll give him rein and let him run to his heart's content. We know one another so well, I barely have to direct him at all. After a few lessons, I'm sure you'll see what I mean. There's no feeling like it in all the world. Nah, we won't start you off running, not if you don't want to. Today can be all about relaxing in the saddle and getting used to how riding feels. Sound good? Let's get his tack on. We can head out. There you go. You're doing beautifully. Your posture's much better now, and you're already moving with him instead of sitting all stiff in the saddle like. It's good. And you've almost stopped twitching like a startled cat every time he breathes loud. I know. It's downright alarming riding an animal that's so bloody huge, isn't it? Feels higher up than it actually is, I promise. You'll get used to it. You can keep holding my hand in a death grip for as long as you need, darling. I'm certainly not complaining. Nay, I'm not making fun of you. I'm being serious. There's no shame in feeling nervous. Especially given it's your first time. We'll get no judgment from me. Oh, I was terrified the first time someone put me on an horse. Weren't but 9 years old, and I was convinced she was just waiting for the right moment to buck me off and trample my bones. But I just didn't know her body language yet. She was placid as can be, that one. Good for training sprogs on. Ah, you spend enough time with horses and you learn there's all sorts, just like humans. skittish horses, lazy horses, arsehole horses. God, Dan Stallion was a vindictive little shite. Saw me giving Bacchus an apple one evening and almost bit through Dan's bracer when he only gave him his regular feed and no treat. Bacchus is a bit spoiled. That's my fault. Otherwise he's an agreeable sort. Canny as hell. He's used to handling all sorts of new situations. Treat him well, and he'll treat you well. You're already on your way to doing just that, don't worry. It ain't hard, usually. Just takes time. Establishing trust. When our king gifts you with your own horse, you'll have to learn to listen to each other just like this. Some idiots think riding a horse is about dominating it and making it do what you want. It's not. Riding's a conversation. Bacchus tells me things with his ears, his voice, how he holds his head up, even the way he trots, and I answer and how I direct him with the reins or by squeezing my calves or touching a heel to his flanks. Oh, hell, no, I never use spurs. No riding crops either. Hateful, useless things. There are 100 better ways to get your point across. If anything, I'd say you're giving him a bit too much permission to do as he likes. He wants to know what you want. Don't be shy about telling him. Try asking him to halt. Give the reins a pull, but not too hard. Their mouths are sensitive. You only need a tug. Hey! Well, that was well done. And to get him going again, you just tap your heels and click your tongue like you did before, you know, and move your hips to urge him on. You're welcome, love. I probably would have done all right if you told our king you wanted to learn hawking or archery, but oh, it's a pleasure to teach everything I know about horses. You want to make him go faster? Don't worry. We'll get to that only when you're ready to ask him to. Nah, he shouldn't mind if you lean to the side. Why? Did you need something from the saddlebag or... Oh, I've been aching for you to do that all morning. Hey, would you say I hop up there with you? I know a place we can go where no one will find us. It's not far. I can tell Bacchus what to do. You just rest against me and enjoy the ride. I thought you'd say yes, you know.
Comfortable. God, it feels so good to finally hold you. I love feeling you squirm and press yourself against my hands. Lean back against me a little more. There you go. Yeah. I might be moving my hips a bit more than what's strictly necessary. I think you are too. This is really turning you on, isn't it? Do you want more? K. kiss me first. Please. Back us into a run. Just a little one for now. We won't go at top speed. Unless you want us to. Oh, we won't let you fall. But if it gets too much, or you just want to slow down, tap my left arm. Savvy? Are you ready? All right. Back us. Run. You want to go faster? Oh, my lady. Of course we can. Yeah. God in heaven. Oh. Bacchus, stay here, boy. Come on, you. This way. I always wanted to bring someone to this willow tree. I've never seen one with branches this thick before. Inside, under its canopy. It's shady and private. Almost like having a little room to ourselves out here. And with you, privacy is all I've craved for so long. Here it is. It is, isn't it? And when you look up, it's like you're sneaking a look at something magical. Mm-hmm.
Well, the nature is incredible. I can think of few things that would amaze me more than laying you down among these tree roots, while you wore nothing but dappled sunlight. I want to see your skin grow goosebumps in this riverside breeze. Yes. Let me take them off. Oh, God. You are so beautiful. I don't even have the words for it. Let me get this stupid armor off. Yes, I suppose the sun-dappled look suits me, too. If you say so. Anything that makes you run your hands down my chest like that. Let's lie down on my cloak. Should keep the roots from digging in. There. I consider myself a diligent man. You give me a job, and nothing on heaven or earth can tear me away from it, especially when it comes to protecting you. But oh, God, how I've wanted to feel your skin against mine from the moment my duties dragged me out of your bed. Yes. That's all I could think about while you were at breakfast. The others would have thrown me out on my ass if they knew I was daydreaming like some fucking greenhorn. But I just couldn't stop remembering how soft you felt under my unworthy hands. How you moaned when I tasted your neck. Like that. Oh, my lady. Yes. Louder. Kiss your throat a bit rougher than this, if that's something you liked. Then someday I will, when there's no danger in marking your skin. But for now, it's enough to simply learn where you enjoy my lips the most. Dear, you may mark me all you like. Oh. Oh, do that again. Yes. Claw my shoulders. Yes. Harder. One day, I'm want to take you in all the ways you can be taken. But I dare not go all the way yet. I want to. I need to. But not until it's safe. I won't risk you. I swear we will find a way. Good. I hate to deny you anything, but I'm glad you can wait. Oh, don't worry. Until that day comes, there are many, many other ways, and I'd love to pay you tribute. You liked me grinding my hips against your ass as we rode, didn't you? Do you want to watch while I rub myself against your folds? Yes. Bend over a little. Put your hands on your knees. There's a love. Oh. Look at what you're doing to me. Oh, oh, my lady. Yes. That's it. That's it. Let go. Scream for me. Oh, you sweet thing. Whatever happens next, I'll remember this day. Yes. I'll treasure it. Let me clean up a bit. I'll have to wash this cloak later. Lie back with me. And have that look on your face after I've sated you. I'd forsake all other worldly delights if it meant that smile of yours was mine alone. God help us both. But I love you too, my dearest. Come what may, I love you too. Let's just lie together a while and pretend this is the whole world.